Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, what life can you offer a teacher at 70 years of age? There's nothing that a wise teacher can't offer to other teachers or to the institution itself.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Accolades Conversation Series, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Make sure to subscribe to our channel or hit the like button. KRS-One is an American rapper from New York City. He rose to prominence as part of the hip-hop group Boogie Down Productions, which he formed with DJ Scott La Rock in the mid-1980s. KRS-One is known for the songs Sound of the Police, Love's Gonna Get You, and My Philosophy. Boogie Down Productions received numerous awards and critical acclaim in their early years. Following the release of their debut album, Criminal Minded, fellow artist Scott La Rock was shot and killed. But KRS-One continued the group, effectively as a solo project. He began releasing records under his own name in 1993. He's widely considered an influence on many hip-hop artists. I spoke to KRS about the importance of teachers to our society. It was an interesting conversation, a bit different from our normal program, recorded live at the Kroon in Kortrijk after I did a warm-up DJ set for him in early December 2022. If you are into my illustrations, please check out my illustration book Accolades, which you can still get on craterecords.be. This is what KRS had to add.
Your psychology is great. That who would you like to give props to? Everybody want to give props to somebody else. That's a question to really think about, because, okay, like right now, I would say the Outsiders. I would say PSK, Parkside Killers, Schoolie D, you know. Other groups that broke through but didn't really get the accolades they were supposed to get for the contribution that they laid down. Like, for instance, in dance, you got like the Wonder Twins. These were huge figures. And we say never got the accolades they were supposed to. Some will argue. I will say Bruce Lee. But yes, Bruce Lee is everywhere. Everybody know Bruce Lee, you know. Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael. And he doesn't get enough, I don't think. Even Marcus Garvey, you know, not just back to Africa, mm-hmm. but his thinking, you know, for the time, you know, how he thought about things. You know, none of these guys really get. I mean, you have a docuseries forever, the blog, Belly Mel, and even more than him, I would say Grandmaster Flash. Like, this dude invented the chewing system on mixers. And like, nah, you just don't make that shit. And it's in every fucking mixer. And he's nothing. He just, you know, that's crazy. You're catching me at a time mm-hmm. where I'm not really in an artistic head. I'm in a union head.
Gotcha.
So if you ask me, who's not getting accolade? I would say the front lines workers. It's a crime that a popular teacher, the teacher school, public school, college, or whatever, is can't make nearly as much as a popular rapper. And this is the reason why you have government. This is the reason for government. To bring order to a society, not take something away from one person and give to another, but order the society in such a way where justice prevails. Mm-hmm. Teachers are the most important people in our society.
She's gonna love hearing that.
I'm a teacher as well.
I'm not trying to flatter you at all.
You didn't even know, so
I didn't know. But allow me
please go on.
Because no, I mean that that teachers are the most important professionals in a society, are probably the most important beings in nature, is a teacher, somebody who shows you the way. And not just accolades in terms of pay. You know the pay got to go up. You know the benefits got to go up. You know the teachers, would, after giving 20 years, 30 years of teaching, what else are you supposed to do with your life at the end? It's not just so much about benefits and healthcare. It's like, what life can you offer a teacher at 70 years of age? There's nothing that a wise teacher can't offer to other teachers or to the institution itself. Better ways of doing things. Now that you've worked 30 years, you know that this doesn't work. You know that this does work. You've seen the generations change. To throw people away in their older age is something we really have to pay attention to, like really start paying attention to. And the idea is, and it's a catch-22, because teachers should start teaching this concept to their children, putting this concept into whatever lesson plan it is. Like, for instance, the basis of education right now, and I'm just paraphrasing, I'm generalizing, general education is for you to become a model citizen of whatever country you're in and to get a job. This is the basis of education. Can you follow orders and do you know how to function in society? But if we had an educational system that cooperated with itself, not you're being trained to compete, but you're being trained to cooperate, which means that it's nothing for you to serve the next person. As a young child, you're taught how to serve the next person. And all, and everybody's serving. Everybody's serving everybody. This is what we don't have. And we don't have teachers in society. Look, this was supposed to happen with the church, okay? Or the synagogue, the mosque, the temple. Some sort of spiritual organization is supposed to give you this kind of character where it is nothing to serve another person. We used to all be like this. Every society, every culture. You go back to their culture, their real culture, not the militarism of anybody's culture, but the actual people of the culture, it's all about cooperation. You can walk into any village anywhere and people will offer you bread, somewhere to sit, something to drink. If they see you're cutting, you're bleeding, they'll come with a cloth. This is human nature. But we're not learning human nature anymore. Even teachers have to teach the militaristic history of the nation. How did we get here? Well, we fought and we killed people, so now we're here. That ain't what happened. That's what the military did, and they're trying to make their crimes against humanity everybody's history, so they normalize it. Teachers have to become courageous in the retelling of history, which includes cooperation over competition. And it's like, you gotta be courageous because you're gonna get fired. You're going to get ostracized. You're going to be told this is not what the lesson plan is. But it's like, we're going to have to start creating new institutions that are teaching young people that it's okay to serve another person. Volunteerism is cool. Helping out another person in need is cool. That's something that's good. Right now, believe it or not, no, that's not cool. What's cool is kill him before he kills you. Can you get over on the next person before they get over on you? Competition. So I'll end off and just say that the idea, well, what doesn't get, and this is the overall top theme, what doesn't get enough accolade is volunteerism and charity. Principles like these doesn't get enough accolade, doesn't get charity. Does, like my wife was saying the other day, somebody did something for her. She gave him £5. And the woman didn't know how to receive it. No one ever gave her anything. Obviously. Like, she didn't know how to receive it. Now, we dumb Americans, okay? We come in, we're tourists. We hand the money to everybody, okay? So we running around. But you notice in some parts of Europe as well, in some parts of America, but really I noticed in Europe and in England, some people refuse to tip. It's against their principles. I say, no, I'm doing my job. I don't need extra money. That breeds corruption. This kind of thing.
But the question is then,
yes, come on.
The question is the principle of tipping the way to go or not to go? Because I noticed, like, my experience in North America is the opposite. If tipping, like, if me as a European coming to North America and sitting in a restaurant, and the idea of tipping is if the service is well, you tip more.
Right.
And the service was shit.
Right.
What do you do then?
You don't tip nothing.
Yeah, but then they come after you in the street to say, where's my tip?
In America?
Yeah, it happened. It happened to me 2 or 3 times. Yeah. And I'm happy to tip, but it's like, just if that's the principle, if somebody explains to me that's the principle, it all comes down, like, that's how I understood it, is that people get paid so little,
right,
that they need that tip to survive. Right. So that's their whole.
No, it is a debate.
Which is like, then you can think, like, if your wage is good enough,
right,
why would you tip? But see, right, this is complete. No, I could talk about this for hours.
You touched it. You articulated it so well. That is the debate. That is the debate. The wages are so low that you have to depend on tips. And so if you walk into, see, then it goes to the why support.
See, the European wages are higher than they are in the US.
Right.
So that's the question. Like,
right,
if you're tipping in Europe, it's, but see, that's so, I do understand, right, because a lot of people, but that's, I had the same conversation with a Canadian friend of mine who was here, who was like, this is so weird. You guys all buy drinks for each other.
Right.
We don't do that. We buy our own drinks.
Right.
And he's like, the idea of like buying each other drinks is so nice.
Right. Right.
And it's a complete difference. Right. It's the way, like, you know, with the tradition. But what is right and what's wrong, right?
Well, no, it's not. No, it's how they grow up. Look, here, to ask for ice cubes, they give you 2 ice cubes.
Right. ask for water in a restaurant.
So ask for water. You know, it is what it is. But no, there is no right. There is no right. Or this is not a moral issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue of being. And so I go back. I just say that principles like charity, mm-hmm, like volunteerism, like, and go back to the tipping, the idea of tipping. I think the rich have a responsibility to help those in need. That's where I come from with it. With it all. I think if you, in these times where it is clear that in some of the richest countries in the world, there is still hunger. Mm. Like people, you could actually walk past somebody who did not eat today and cannot eat. Mm-hmm. Okay, why? They don't have a credit card. Why no cash?
Well, it's a problem in the schools here. People come with
empty lunch boxes.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something that happens every day,
right? Yeah, even here, true, right? Yeah. You know, so it's like, so I feel that those with means, if you have a heart in that sense, you should do what you can to help those without. It's just that simple. If I have 4 sandwiches and I'm abundant in sandwich, and you don't have a sandwich, you have nothing, mm-hmm, I can't cut half of one of my sandwiches and give you a half of a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I find that ridiculous. So teachers are what we need.
Ooh, we got it.
And that's it. Teachers are what we need. And thank you for your service to our neurons.
Thank you, Kim, for your service.
Shout out to Kim.
I want to thank KRS for this conversation. On next week's episode, I'm talking to 4-time world DJ champion DJ Prime Cuts about Draxia's Gerald Donald. Thanks for listening, watching, or however you check out Accolades. Give us a thumbs up or follow our channel. See you next week.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.